Now, standing in the darkness of the Louvre men's room, Sophie could hear the echoes of tonight's phone message.
Sophie, we both may be in danger. Call me.
She had not called him, nor had she planned to. Now, however, her grandfather lay murdered inside his own museum, and he had written a code on the floor. A code for her. Of this she was certain. Despite not understanding the meaning of his message, Sophie was certain its cryptic nature was additional proof that the words were intended for her. Sophie's passion and aptitude for cryptography was a product of growing up with Jacques Saunière, a fanatic himself for codes, word games, and puzzles.
How many Sundays did we spend doing the cryptograms and crosswords in the newspaper?
Tonight, the cryptographer in Sophie was forced to respect the efficiency with which her grandfather had used a simple code to unite two total strangers, Sophie Neveu and Robert Langdon. The question was, why? Unfortunately, from the bewildered look in Langdon's eyes, Sophie sensed the American had no more idea than she did why her grandfather had thrown them together. Sophie walked to the small plate glass window at the far end of the bathroom and gazed out in silence through the mesh of alarm tape embedded in the glass. They were high up, 40 feet at least. Here at the westernmost tip of the Denon Wing, the north-south thoroughfare of Place du Carrousel ran almost flush with the building, with only a narrow sidewalk separating it from the Louvre's outer wall. Far below, the usual caravan of the city's nighttime delivery trucks sat idling, waiting for the signals to change, their running lights seeming to twinkle mockingly up at Sophie.
I don't know what to say, Langdon said, coming up behind her. Your grandfather is obviously trying to tell us something. I'm sorry I'm so little help.
As a codebreaker, Sophie made her living extracting meaning from seemingly senseless data. Tonight, her best guess was that Robert Langdon, whether he knew it or not, possessed information that she desperately needed. Sophie needed more time with Langdon, time to sort out this mystery together. Unfortunately, time was running out. Gazing up at Langdon, Sophie made the only play she could think of.
Bezoufache will be taking you into custody at any minute. I can get you out of this museum, but we need to act now.
Langdon's eyes went wide.
You want me to run?
It's the smartest thing you could do. If you let Fache take you into custody now, you'll spend weeks in a French jail while DCPJ and the U.S. Embassy fight over which courts try your case. But if we get you out of here and make it to your embassy, then your government will protect your rights while you and I prove you had nothing to do with this murder.
Langdon looked not even vaguely convinced.
Forget it. Fache has armed guards on every single exit. Even if we escape without being shot, running away only makes me look guilty. You need to tell Fache that the message on the floor was for you, and that my name is not there as an accusation.
I will do that,
Sophie said, speaking hurriedly.
But after you're safely inside the U.S. Embassy. It's less than a mile from here, and my car is parked just outside the museum. Dealing with Fache from here is too much of a gamble. Don't you see? Fache has made it his mission tonight to prove you are guilty. The only reason he postponed your arrest was to run this observance, in hopes you did something that made his case stronger.
Exactly. Like running.
The cell phone in Sophie's sweater pocket suddenly began vibrating in silent ring mode. Fache, probably. She reached in her sweater and turned off the phone. Sophie made her decision. Robert Langdon was about to escape the Louvre, whether he wanted to or not.
What do you mean she's not answering?
Fache simmered at Collet.
You're calling her cell, right? I know she's carrying it.
Maybe her batteries are dead, or her ringer's off.
Fache had looked distressed ever since talking to the director of cryptology on the phone. After hanging up, he marched over to Collet and demanded he get Agent Neveu on the line.
Why did Crypto call? Collet ventured.
To tell us that they had just identified the numerics as Fibonacci numbers. But they suspected the series was meaningless.
Collet was confused.
But they already sent Agent Neveu to tell us that.
Fache shook his head.
They didn't send Neveu.
What?
According to the director, at my orders, he paged his entire team to look at the images I'd wired him. When Agent Neveu arrived, she took one look at the photos of Sonnier and the code and left the office without a word. The director said he didn't question her behavior because she was understandably upset by the photos. Upset? She's never seen a picture of a dead body? Fache was silent a moment.
I was not aware of this. But apparently, Sophie Neveu is Jacques Sonnier's granddaughter.
Suddenly, the silence of the deserted museum was shattered by an alarm. The bell sounded like it was coming from inside the Grand Gallery. Fache wheeled to Collet.
Where's Langdon?
Still in the men's room. Collet pointed to the blinking red dot on his laptop schematic.
He must have broken the window.
Collet knew Langdon wouldn't get far. Although French ministry fire codes required windows above 15 meters in public buildings be breakable in case of fire, exiting a Louvre second-story window without the help of a hook and ladder would be suicide.
My God!
Collet exclaimed, eyeing the screen.
Langdon's moving to the window ledge.
But Fache was already in motion. Yanking his revolver from his shoulder holster, the captain dashed out of the office. Collet watched the screen in bewilderment as the blinking dot arrived at the window ledge and then did something utterly unexpected. The dot moved outside the perimeter of the building.
Jésus!
Collet jumped to his feet as the dot shot farther outside the wall. The signal seemed to shudder for a moment, and then the blinking dot came to an abrupt stop about 10 yards outside the perimeter of the building. Fumbling with the controls, Collet called up a Paris street map and recalibrated the GPS. Zooming in, he could now see the exact location of the signal. It was no longer moving. It lay at a dead stop in the middle of Place du Carrousel. Langdon had jumped.